What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Vault Dwellers and Wastelanders, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, as usual, and we have a patron chat. In this month, we are doing another game show quiz thing. We've got a full cast of characters, including, let's just go down the list. We've got Willow and Pumpkin and Silas and Germinator and Dusty and Void and Joe and Wasteland Ronin and Nova. Welcome back, everybody. I know you're going to be chiming in and talking as we go through this quiz, so I'll name you when I call people out to talk and that kind of thing. And of course, at the end, you can share whatever else you've got going on with the rest of the world. But let's get into it, because I think this is going to be a super fun episode. This is a lore cast, and if you caught any of the other lore casts that I do, like the Elder Scrolls one or the Mass Effect one recently, then you will have noticed that I did quiz shows on those patron episodes as well, and they were kind of more of a meta quiz. They weren't about the lore, they're about the making of the games and those kinds of things. So we're going to be pulling out from the lore, doing kind of a meta quiz here, because I know you guys are smart about the lore, but let's see what you know about the other stuff. And everybody is competing against everyone else. So when I read out the questions, you've got a moment you can discuss. Chat, we're live on Twitch. So if chat, you want to throw in some ideas for what you think the answers are, you can either try to help or to hinder our contestants and kind of throw them off. So why don't we just get this kicked off? Let's start with question number one. Everybody has their writing or their screens or whatever they're going to put the answers on. All right, we're good to go. Question number one. This is a total of 3 possible points, and you're going to have to keep track of your points as you go. So I'm going to do the question. I'm going to give you a moment to discuss it. You put down an answer. You finalize it. I'll read the answer, and then you're going to have to score yourself. So I'm going to trust that nobody's cheating. All right, question number one. What is the year, month, and day that Fallout 1 released on? And you get a point for a correct year, a correct month, and a correct day. And Pumpkin's already holding his head like, oh no, I should know this. What do you guys think? Pumpkin, do you have any thoughts about why do you look
I've
like you're in pain?
I've never played the first two.
Well, you don't have to play them to know details about them.
I don't know.
So, yeah, we're going back to the early games. I thought this would be a lot of fun because I figured you might remember things like, oh, when Fallout 4 or 76 released, or even maybe New Vegas or 3, but all the way back to Fallout 1.
Got an idea.
Oh, boy, before I was born.
Before a number of you were born, absolutely. Yeah.
I've got an idea for a year, but, like, I have no idea.
Yeah, and feel free to throw out ideas to kind of either help or hinder your fellow contestants if you want to just start.
Well, I'm pretty
vocalizing.
Sure it's definitely in like the early to mid 90s.
See, what I'm thinking is I feel like the 25th anniversary just happened.
Oh, Silas is trying to use some justification here. Yeah, we have some people in chat chiming in, but you never know if they're being helpful or trying to throw you off. So you're gonna have to make that judgment yourselves. All right, just a few more seconds. Any other thoughts on this one? Anybody else want to throw out any ideas?
Well, it was definitely a big hit of the 80s.
So Wasteland thinks it was all the way back in the 80s. Pumpkin said mid to early 90s. So
Wasteland,
those are
that is the wrong is the predecessor. It's your name title or
Oh, you think he's thinking about the Wasteland games?
I'm trying to be not helpful.
I'm thinking it was mid 90s.
All right. Everybody have their answer down? I'll give you 5 seconds. I'm not going to do the countdowns every time. Get an answer down. Everybody has an answer. All right. You ready? Here we go. You get 1 point if you got 1997 as the year. So that's one point. I'm seeing some people look very happy and some people look very sad about this. You get another point if you got the month, which was October, which makes sense in Fallout lore, right? And you get another point if you have the 10th as the day. So who did anybody
three
get
days
all
off?
Oh, 3 days off. So close. Did anybody
if
get
I
all
get
three of
the
these
wrong
right?
Wrong months and the right day. Do I get a point for the right day?
Yes. Yes. You get a point for the correct year, a point for the correct month, and a point for the correct day. If you get any of those wrong, you still get points for the others. So hold up your hands. How many points did each of you get? Two. I see twos and ones. Zero. Oh, zero. All right.
Zero.
Oh, yeah, these are tricky.
Give me a second. I got zero. Look.
I totally thought it was 1989.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the Wasteland games, which actually did come out in the late 80s, or at least the first one did.
The older ones, like the very old ones.
Yep. There we go. Yep. I don't know what the heck happened to my camera there.
What day was the Great War? Because I guess the 23rd. Is the 23rd the day of the Great War?
No, that's not the day of the Great War.
It was October.
You're like 3 days off for the explosion.
Was
it three or four, Nova? You probably know.
I think
better.
It was the 27th. That's the number. That's the date that's in my head.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they chose October because of, you know, just kind of keep it lore consistent. But I'm surprised I would have guessed the 27th then had I known the day.
It's also the fall, and there's a lot of games that release in the fall for the holiday season and all of that. So that would make sense as well. All right, let's move on to question number two. We're just going to stick with Fallout 1 for a little while. Fallout 1
was the 23rd. My bad.
It the 23rd?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Nice.
I was second guessing because I was like, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound the 23rd. But then, it is.
I had the same.
Because you flip the numbers around and you minus one get it's Halloween.
Right. Okay. All right. So, question number two. Fallout 1 originally aimed to use this role-playing game system by Steve Jackson Games, but they created the special system due to Fallout's violence. They couldn't use the Steve Jackson Games system. What was the name of that system called?
I know it.
I just watched his video on this.
I know it.
It's a classic system. It's, I don't know. I mean, I can't give you any hints. Does anybody else want to throw
it? I feel like it's also an acronym.
It is.
Like the way special is an acronym. It's something.
Or maybe an acronym.
I'm blanking on that one.
All right.
What makes this really unfair is that I know for a fact that in Europe and Australia, the ratings were completely different from the US.
Yeah, yeah. Different system, different locations have different rating requirements.
You're why we have medics.
Yes.
All right, just a few more seconds. If you don't have it, then you may not get it. All right, 3, 2, 1. Everybody have an answer down. What answers did you throw out there? Who thinks they know?
I know it.
Nova's pretty sure.
I could not remember the acronym, but I put the Wasteland systems because I was like, that's the closest I could think of.
Okay. That's not it.
I want to pick Orca, but it's not Orca.
Not Orca, no.
Do you want me to reveal it?
Yeah, Nova, what's the system?
It's GURPS.
GURPS.
God, I knew that.
GURPS. And Warpath in chat was very close. He has GURPS with an E. It's GURPS.
Yes.
And it's important because it actually is an acronym. I will give you a bonus point if you can guess what the acronym actually stands for.
I'm not that big of a nerd, Tom.
If you can figure out what the acronym stands for or you know it, go ahead and write it down. I'll give you a few seconds to think about this. And then... I'll give you an extra point for that one if you got it. Does anybody feel like they have it? I'm getting a lot of shaking of heads, a lot of no's, a lot of no's. Void, do you think you have it? Void's hitting buttons to unmute himself, but I think he just turned the camera around and turned it off or something. This is why you should be here for the live version, so that you can see all of this.
All the goof ups.
all the goof ups. Yeah. Void, you still with us?
Oh, he's
yes, I apologize. My buddy called me to come.
Oh, up, so. Okay. I thought maybe you had the answer to the question. All right, here. I'm going to reveal the answer. Does anybody know it?
I know the P and the S are the same instead of special.
Does anyone want to guess? Do you want to guess, Nova? What do you think the P and the S are?
Well, perception and strength.
Okay. But nobody has the rest of that?
No.
All right, here's
G stand for game.
Here's the answer. Generic Universal role playing system. It's okay. Super. It's super generic. And Sergeant Chat almost got it. They wrote unified instead of universal. So
well, I had very general close. Usage role perception strength.
Right. Like okay. All right. So if you got GURPS, you got a point for that. If you nobody else got the bonus point on that one. All right. Number three. Who is credited not only as the creator of Fallout 1, but also as a producer and one of the programmers? This is a person, you probably have heard their name before, and they're credited as creator, producer, and a programmer on Fallout 1. Think about people you might know. People that get talked about fairly regularly when it comes to the history of Fallout.
Hoping you guys can still hear me.
Yeah, we can still hear you, Pumpkin.
Okay, because my thing's doing the freak out like it did last time.
All right, well, we can still hear you, so that's fine. All right. A few more seconds. Go for five. Counting down in my head. All right, everybody have your answers in. Who thinks they know it?
I think I do.
What's the answer, Pumpkin?
Is it Tim Kaine?
It is. It's Tim Kaine. Yes, Tim Kaine. I saw some good guesses in chat. Chris Avalon would be another good guess, but he was not the answer to this question specifically. Yeah, Tim Kaine, who does lots of videos on YouTube right now and answers all sorts of questions about game design. He seems like a very interesting person, so go check out his YouTube page. It's very cool. So Tim Kaine, you get a point for that one if you got it right. All right, number four. What platform or platforms, and this includes individual operating systems because this is back in 1997, did Fallout 1 release on? So if you think back to Fallout 1997, think about the development of Fallout 1, what platform and or operating systems for computers were available at the time, which ones or one or multiple of them was Fallout 1 originally able to be played on back in 1997?
It was definitely the original Xbox.
Void says the original Xbox. Anybody else want to throw out some ideas?
Dial up.
I could definitely see the Macintosh.
Okay. All right. Dial-up isn't a platform, but
I can't remember. Was Windows an Windows ME a thing back then?
Yes, there's literally Windows 97.
Windows 97. Windows ME was for roughly the year 2000. I'm not gonna split hairs. If you say Windows, it's Windows is Windows, right? Like that is its own thing. You don't
was
like
Linux it. Big enough back then?
Linux was around. Yeah, yeah. Linux was a thing. I can confirm that much for you.
I don't know if this is the answer, but I feel like it'd be like a floppy disk or something older. Like,
well, that's not the platform. That's the media. So that would be like, did you use a floppy or a CD-ROM or did you download it? That sort of thing. So it wouldn't answer the question of platform, but yeah, absolutely. It's still, who knows? Like maybe it still came out on floppy in 1997. That could have been possible. All right. Just a few more seconds. All right, who thinks they know the answer? Everybody have your answers locked in? All right. All right, who wants to guess one? Go ahead and guess one.
Is it Windows 98?
So Windows is one of the platforms. I'm just going to, if you put any sort of Windows, you get a point for Windows. I'm not going to split hairs on different editions of Windows, but Windows is one of them. There's more than one. What else is it on?
Mac.
Yes, Mac OS. That's another one. And there's one more.
Anybody? Willing to bet it was on Linux. Linux was a lot bigger back then.
No, it wasn't Linux, but DOS is correct. Oh, no. It came out on DOS because DOS was still being used in 97 because Windows 97 hadn't taken off enough. DOS was the Microsoft operating system before they had a visual UI. It was just the streams of text that like the screens in Fallout are kind of referencing when you see like the OS in the Fallout like computers. It looks all like
you've never heard DOS before. I'm too new for that.
Yeah, because didn't you have to switch over from Windows to DOS to play the game or something like that? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could play it on DOS. You could play it on Windows. It would run better on Windows. Windows came with drivers that DOS didn't have. So to be able to do some of like the 3D engine stuff in games back then, you had to play it on DOS instead of Windows for a lot of those
I remember those days.
Yeah. It was a thing. So you get a point for if you got Windows, you get a point if you get Mac, came out on Mac. And if you get a point, you get a point for DOS. It was on those, but it was on none of the video game consoles. It wasn't on like PlayStation or Xbox wasn't even around yet in 97. So none of those. All right. Number five. What is Fallout 1's Metacritic score out of 100 points? The official review score out of 100. And I will give you a point for this if you get within 5 points. So you got to pick a number between 1 and 100. What is Fallout 1's Metacritic score? This is, you know, this is, I mean, it was still a thing back then. It, like the internet.
Is this the current Metacritic score or the upon release?
Yeah, so it's tough to have a defining line because it's when the reviews come and every time a new review comes, the average changes. So it is the final review Metacritic score. It should be the same today.
Okay.
So,
if I remember correctly, you did an episode not too long ago on this subject.
I did.
And you were overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. All the Fallout games got good scores. So there's some scores showing up in chat. Some people are guessing in chat.
Thinking high 80s or 90s.
All right.
I'm thinking 90s.
All right, pick a number. If you're within 5 points... So five counting up and five counting down from this score. So not
Metacritic goes by the golf scoring system, right? The lower, the better.
Nova's trying to troll everybody. Oh, I got to pick a low score. It's like golf. All right. Everybody have your answers. Answers in. Here we go. Who wants to guess? Who thinks they have it?
Is it 87?
I heard two people at the same time. Wasteland, what did you say?
87.
87. What did you say, Willow?
Well, I didn't say anything, but 84.
Okay, 84. I saw your thing light up, so I thought you were talking.
I've got 87 as well.
87 from Germinator. Still haven't hit it on the nose.
90%.
90? That's closer.
82.
82? Really? No.
Mm-hmm.
It is 89.
Oh, wow.
So if you have, what is that, 94 or 84, anywhere between those. Is that right?
Yeah.
I
think so.
How many points is that question?
It's just 1 point. Every question is 1 point unless I tell you. If it has like multiple parts, then it's a point for each part.
Sweet.
So yeah, 89. That's pretty solid. That's a solid score. Yeah. All right. Number six. How many copies were shipped worldwide by December of 1997? And I will give you this if you're within 10% of this number. How many copies of Fallout 1 were shipped as of December 1997. So within a few months of release, the game came out in October. This was the holiday season. They had, just like any game publisher, they have to try to estimate how many they're going to sell. These were all physical copies back then, so they had to make sure they got the physical copies to the stores. So they estimated that they would sell a certain amount, so they chose a number, and they shipped that many out by December of 1997. Anybody want to throw answers out there before we finalize it?
I'm going to say 250,000.
Okay, I'm seeing...
Yeah, I went 500,000.
Half a million, 250,000. I'm seeing 100,000, 50,000 in chat.
I'd also say 100,000.
100.
I went with 13 million.
Okay. All right.
I went a full million.
I got 150.
All right. Here's the answer. 100 million. No, it's not 100 million. That would be way too many. Holy crap. That's amazing. For 1990,
no,
it is like Skyrim's only had 60 million. It's 100,000 is the correct answer.
Was a ballpark guess.
And so yeah, some of you nailed it. Like, boom, 100,000. It's pretty round number.
1 million.
Yeah, pretty round number. So there you go. 100,000 copies. That's pretty crazy. I mean, when it came out on Interplay, like, this is a game that you would have seen in every video game store across the country back then. Like, they would have had it on the shelf somewhere, right?
Back when GameStop was still a thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think they'd bought, like, EB Games or Babbage's, like those other companies. Do you guys remember those? Do you remember those? All right.
Maybe I was born in 2004.
Yeah, no, some of you weren't around. That's true. Some of you were not around back then.
Well, I remember going to old.
All right, let's move on.
I remember hitting the CompUSA up.
CompUSA. Yeah, yeah. I have one that used to be real close to me right here, and it's not here anymore. Yeah, yeah. There you go. All right, let's do number 7. What is Fallout 2's release date? This is a 3-point question. Year, month, and day. Year, month, and day. You can probably think about maybe in reference to Fallout 1. How long do you think it took to make another game and release it? Or maybe there's numbers that you sound familiar because you've heard this before and you're like, oh, yeah, maybe it's this number. Maybe it's this year. Maybe it's this month, this day. Everybody's concentrating. I'll give you another few more seconds. Anyone want to take a guess out loud? See if you can maybe...
I want to say...
2003.
I want to say
a year later.
It came out like a year later. It was like real quick. I really remember that.
Hey, stop helping people. Come on.
That ain't much help. You still got a day and month.
You gave him a point.
You get a point for the year, you get a point for the day, and a point for the month. All right. Everybody got your answers in?
Tactics.
All right, here's the answer. Everyone's locked in. What do you think the year was? 98 is correct. 98. It is 98. Yes. What do you think the month was?
October. November again.
October.
Somebody said November?
October. Yeah, it was October again, didn't they?
It is October. Yes, October is correct. Both 1 and 2 both came out in October. What do you think the day was?
I'm going to go with the same date as last time and go with the 7th.
23,
like the same as the first one?
No, not the same as the first one. Same as I guessed with the first one.
Right, but some of them are guessing the same date as the first one.
Oh, okay.
The answer is the 29th.
Oh, shoot.
Closer to the end of the month. Almost Halloween. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good question. Fallout 2 was not in production before Fallout 1 released. They didn't know Fallout 1 would do well at all. It almost didn't even get made. The story, you should go look up. I should do an episode on the story of Fallout 1 and how ridiculous it was that Tim Kaine, and he was like pulling people into his after hours. He was buying pizza for people and bringing them to his house to like work on the game together. And eventually they presented it to the studio and they were like, oh, this is actually really good. Maybe we should actually make this.
I thought you did that. Like, was one of your like first 100 episodes, something like that.
Oh, maybe. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah, I probably did.
I'm pretty sure because I remember sitting in a dog park and listening to the entire story with your with your angel like voice resonating within my eardrums. And so I'm pretty sure you did that. Either it was somebody else. I can't remember.
Angel like voice. Yeah. That's yes. Very nice of you. Maybe I should talk. Maybe I should talk like I'm.
Was that the first one? Where was that? 3 points.
That's 3 points. One for the year, one for the month, one for the day. And from now on, I'm going to talk like I'm on NPR. You're listening to NPR.
You're listening radio.
to the Fallout Lorecast. All right, let's move on. That was number 7, October 29th, 1998. You get a point for each of those parts. All right, what platforms did Fallout 2 released on? You get a point for each of these, if you get them. Is it the same? Is it different? How much had changed in a year? Do you think they would have done exactly the same ones or no? What do you think? And thank you, chat, for being here. And 30, welcome. And also thank you for the subscription, Caffeinated. I appreciate that. We got some more guesses popping up in chat. You never know. You never know. All right. You guys locked in? What do you think?
I'm going to go with Windows and DOS again.
Yeah, Windows and DOS as guesses.
Intel.
What was that?
It was only a year, so maybe it didn't change much.
Yeah.
I'd say Intel, unless I'm thinking of the wrong thing again.
Well, Intel is the people who make the CPU for your computer, which would typically have been running something like Windows. So.
Okay, sorry, I'm thinking wrong.
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing.
Going with the exact same 3 because literally it's the exact same engine. It's basically a game built upon the previous existing game. So only a year to make it. So the same 3 as before.
All right. So I have a feeling most of you are going to be guessing the same 3 from before. So let's see. Windows is correct. Mac OS X is correct, which would have been the predominant Mac OS at the time. But the original regular Mac OS was not included. But if you put Mac, I'm going to give you a point. I'm not going to nitpick this stuff because it's like back in who even remembers how this stuff works, right? But DOS was not included. DOS you don't get a point for. So it's just Windows and just Mac OS X. The original Fallout actually came out on both Mac OS and Mac OS X because things were different the year before that. So less platforms technically. And it also makes sense because the advancements in the engine would have made it harder to work on regular Mac OS or on DOS. It would have limited the game. So they shifted to the next operating systems. All right, number nine. Let's do two more questions and then we'll take the mid break. Number nine. This is simple, guys. Just true or false? True or false? Just gotta pick true or false. In 2015, PC Gamer ranked Fallout 2 as the 10th best RPG of all time. Of all time. So there you go. In chat, they're talking about Mac OS coming out in 2000. It's because the Mac release was not on the same date. It actually came out for Mac later, but the fact that it worked on both systems.
Can you say the question one more time?
So true or false?
Yeah.
2015. So this is not too long ago. PC Gamer ranked Fallout 2 as the 10th best RPG of all time. You know how game magazines and websites and things will do these like rankings, and when they're PC Gamer or IGN or somebody who feels official, they'll do like this official top 100 RPGs of all time, top 100 action games of all, like that kind of stuff. So they did an RPG one, and this Fallout 2 was ranked number 10.
That is 40% of my lifespan between when that was released and today.
It's not that long.
What do you mean it wasn't that long? It wasn't
that long ago. You can remember 2015. Some people didn't exist when Fallout 2 came out, but at least you can remember.
Nine years ago. I wasn't even existing when Fallout 2 came out.
Right.
I can barely remember 9 years ago.
All right. Who thinks true? See some hands for true. Who thinks false? I see some hands. Everybody, it seems a little split. All right. The answer is false.
What was the actual ranking?
It was actually fourth. It ranked higher. That's pretty crazy.
I thought it'd been lower.
Right? Yeah. I would have thought like by 2015, yeah, they must have had some other games come out. Tech has improved. Those games would have inspired other games. Yeah, those games probably would have ranked lower. No, it was fourth on their list. That's crazy.
What was one, two, and do you know what one, two, and three were?
I don't. I'd have to look that up.
Fallout 1, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas.
I'm guessing it was something like Baldur's Gate 2 and then Elder Scrolls, like 5, Skyrim. And then, like, I would guess it was some of those games. Yeah.
Yeah, because Fallout 4, I wonder if it was 2015. Fallout 4 was, like, October 2015, I'm assuming. So I'm not sure if it was on there or not.
2016? Wasn't
it? Oh, it was 2015.
It was 15? Was it 15? Oh, maybe. Maybe it's on the list.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the actual month that ranking was done. So, but yeah, that answer, that one's false. So if you wrote false, you got the points. All right, number 10.
I thought he chose that year specifically because that's when Fallout 4 was coming out.
Oh,
that's
maybe.
Where you chose the statistic.
I mean, it's just the statistic I found for when that was published. So, all right, number 10. Fallout 2 was the first video game to feature same-sex marriage. True or false? I'll read it again. Fallout 2 was the first video game to feature same-sex marriage. We're thinking back in 1998. First of all, does it? And secondly, if it does, was it the first? Or did
I'm assuming they did not have Will and Grace, the video game in 1998. That just seems like, you know, it just doesn't see. I don't see like the Fab Five being part of having a video game. They should have their own video game, but I just don't see that being a thing, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think that was a thing either.
Shoot.
Yeah. All right. Everybody have your answers in? We're good? All right. Who put true? We'll do hands again. Who thinks true? Who thinks false? I see some hands for false. All right. The answer is true. This is actually true. It was the first same-sex marriage in a video game, which I think is kind of novel. You know, like, first of all, you don't see much information on that at all in general. But the fact that, like, they put that in the game in 1998, it's pretty cool.
Do you know the characters?
I did when I don't have they're not stuck in my head anymore. When I was writing this, I looked it up. I was like, oh yeah, who are the characters? And I'd have to look it up again. I'm going to get it wrong if I try to remember.
I want to say it's that one farmstead where you have to marry the wife no matter what happens.
maybe yeah, it was that.
I want to say that's what it is.
Yeah, I briefly looked at it and was like, oh yeah, and then went back to making the quiz.
Because you. It's a weird series of events. Just look up Oxhorn's playthrough and you'll figure out what walkthrough and you'll figure out what I mean.
Right. All right. Well, that's halfway through. Let's do a quick little tally. Go down, add up your points. Let's see who's in the lead. I'll give you a minute to get that added in. And chat's been chiming in, getting answers right, getting answers wrong. But chat, it's less about getting these all right and more about, can you throw them off maybe? I will have to see. All right. How many? Let's go through who's ready to share your points. Who's ready? Well, I'm going to go on the screen. I think everybody's ready. Willow, how many do you have?
I have 7.
7 for Willow. Germinator?
I have 10.
10. Dusty?
9.
9. Void? I don't know. Void.
Are you there? Sorry, he's driving. I have not been.
No problem.
Got back in the truck.
Yeah, no problem. You're just hanging out. Joe?
I got 9.
9. All right. Wasteland, are you playing or are you not playing? I think Wasteland's just hanging out.
I'm bringing up the rear with 2.
Oh, you got 2. Okay, you are playing. You got 2. Wow. Nova?
11.
11. Nice. And Silas?
I got 7.
7. All right. Pretty good. Of course, it could go any direction because there's a final question with lots of points. So don't worry if you're not in the lead. All right, let's go thank our patrons. Like
at Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You guys and everybody else who supports the show, and we'll be right back.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, thank you for everybody for your support, all of you guys, all of our patrons, everybody who even just listens to the show or shares it with your friends, leaves reviews, does all of that stuff. You guys know the spiel, so I'm going to be real quick about it, and we're going to welcome Joe, our newest patron. Thank you for signing up and being here. That's awesome. And then also, I get to shout out our sentry bot, Germinator, who's here with us as well. Thank you so much for your support. And to all 118 of our current paying, supporting patrons, thank you so much for your support. Hope you enjoy the ad-free episodes and the t-shirts and stickers and joining us on chats like this, all the stuff that you can get over at patreon.com/followlorecast. Also, thank you for leaving reviews. Apple reviews I'll read out in a future episode, but I'm just going to save us some time on this one, and I'll read out more of those next week. And you can also rate the show on Spotify, wherever else you listen, and share with your friends, all that stuff. All right, let's get back to the quiz, though, because this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see who wins. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, moving on from Fallout 2, question 11. What codename did the original Fallout 3 go by? This is another one of those things that comes up. It gets brought up fairly regularly on my podcast. And it's one of those things the community likes to talk about. Let's think about like, oh, what if that original Fallout 3 was made? What would it be called? What is the name of it? All right. I think everybody's getting their answers in. I see some answers in chat. All right. Everybody good? You good on this one? I see a lot of thinking faces happening here. All right, Pumpkin made it back. Pumpkin, I think, was having connection problems. Pumpkin, welcome back. How's it going? You good?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Did you get question 10? No. Did you get question?
I guess I'm just gonna be 9? Here to hang out. So.
All right. Here. What question were you up to? We'll give them a minute. I'll catch you up.
I was maybe. Where were you? I gotta reopen my app.
It's all right. Give it a second. 4?
Question 4.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, that's a little bit far to go back. But feel free to jump in and just throw some words around to see if you can help or hinder our contestants. All right. Who would like to... Everyone locked in, right? Everyone's locked in. Who would like to guess the answer to this? The code name...
I'll give you the sacrificial lamb.
Go for it. I see lots of hands. I think everybody's going to get this one right.
Van Buren.
Van Buren. That is correct. Van Buren. Yeah. That one's kind of a gimme. That one's pretty easy.
Yeah, you gave it away when you said you talked about it all the time.
Then I talk about it. It comes up all the time on the show, right?
Got it.
Yep, yep. A lot of these answers actually have been stated on previous episodes of the show before, whether, you know, directly or indirectly about the topic of that episode. All right, number 12. Before releasing Fallout 3 in 2008, the new IP owner, Bethesda, found success with a game released in 2006 named what? What game did Bethesda release in 2006 that gave them enough success to be able to purchase the rights to Fallout 3 and the Fallout franchise?
Do we have to name the actual game or the game franchise?
The game, the specific game.
Oh.
Yeah, what was the specific game title? I feel like this one should be pretty easy. You have to get the title correct, though. It has multiple words in it. All the words have to be right. So I'll read one more time. Before releasing Fallout 3 in 2008, the new IP owner, Bethesda, found success with a game released in 2006 named what? Pumpkin, you want to throw out some speculation here? Whether to help or hinder? He's got a big smile on his face.
No, because I think I have it right.
You think you have it right? All right. All right. Pumpkin, what do you think? Well, everyone locked in. Everybody's locked in? All right, everyone's locked in. Pumpkin, what do you think the answer is?
It's a shot in the dark, but I think I have the right series.
Uh-huh.
Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind.
That is the correct series. Morrowind was released in 2002. So it would be...
Oblivion.
Yeah, it would be Oblivion. Willow's raising his hand. Willow, did you have Oblivion?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I had Oblivion. Because it was made the same year I was born.
There you go. All right. And it was the Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion. So you have to get that right as well. Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion is the correct answer. All right. Back to Fallout 3. It was released in 2008. What platforms did it originally release on? What platforms could you play Fallout 3 on? This is a significant change between the late 90s and the late aughts in the way that technology worked, in the way that game systems and consoles actually worked with their games. You had the whole thing with like Xbox trying to build a game console out of basically putting a PC in a box, and so therefore it used the same features that you would use for like Windows, right? Like all of that stuff had happened. You had PlayStation with multiple iterations by that point. Heck, by 2008 you even had, you know, like variations on Nintendo consoles and handhelds, all sorts of things, right? All right, Willow's got his hand up. Willow, you have a question?
Do we need the module if it's the console?
Wow, you totally turned into a robot. Do we need the model? Yes, the model needs to be correct. So you can't just say Xbox. You would have to say either the original Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One. Like, you'd have to have that. You can't just say PlayStation. You have to say PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, if you're going to say any of those. All right. Everyone locked in. Everybody good. All right. Who would like to guess one of these? Who's pretty sure about one of these? I see Silas's hand. Wasteland was going to talk. Let's do Silas real quick and then Wasteland. Silas, what were you thinking?
I'm saying PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 3 is correct. If you have PlayStation 3, you get a point. Wasteland, were you going to guess PlayStation 3 or something else?
I was going to guess Xbox 360.
Xbox 360, also correct. It came out on both of those. Any other guesses?
Windows
is also correct. That is the third one. It came out on all three of those. Windows, Xbox 360, and PS3. Yeah, 1 point for each of those. So, all right. Cool. That one's a lot easier because it feels more recent. You know, like, oh, this is the way consoles still kind of work now, right? Like, this game might release on Windows and Xbox and PlayStation. All right, number 14. True or false? Another simple one. Fallout 3... on Windows can run on an Intel Pentium 4 processor. To give you some context here, the modern Intel processors, like that's a Pentium 4, they would be the equivalent of the Pentium 14. Just to give you some context. Like my processor in my computer is a 12,000 series, which would be the equivalent of like a Pentium 12. If they continue the numbering system the same way, roughly. I'm sure I'm probably wrong by a few digits on that. Somebody who really, really is into this stuff is going to correct me in comments somewhere. But it just gives you some context. A Pentium 4 is a very early Pentium. So Fallout 3 on Windows could run on that.
Are you talking about the 1980s
Fallout
Pentium 4?
3 can run on an Intel Pentium 4. Period. Pentium 4. There was no Pentium 4 in the 80s. It would have been a 386 or a 486 CPU. Those weren't called Pentiums yet.
He was trying to mislead us.
All right, everybody feel good about your answers? Everyone locked in? Who said true? I see a few hands. All right, a good number of hands. All right, who said false? So I see a false. All right, the answer is true. It is true. It actually does run on a Pentium 4, which seems super archaic by today's standards. Like, there's not a whole lot that a Pentium 4 can run, but you can run Fallout 3. It worked.
But it can run Doom, apparently.
It could also run Doom. Yeah, you would have needed a Pentium 4, I believe. No, not a Pentium 4. Like, the original Doom? No, you would have needed a...
You could run Doom on anything.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it run on
original Pentium?
I could probably run Doom on my watch.
Yeah,
probably. I've seen people run Doom. They've run Doom on like blood cell, on like, was it blood, like single cell organisms?
That's crazy.
That's not a joke.
That's so cool.
A real thing.
I've seen it run on potato. Like, I'm not even joking. They literally made a potato into a transistor and they made a circuit board out of potatoes.
They did count. There's a calculator.
Potato circuit board. That's great. Yeah. All right, question 15. This is the last of the regular questions until we get to the final question. Question 15. The official editor program for Fallout 3, which allows you to create your own content and mods, has a strangely familiar in-lore name, and it grows on me the more I think about it. What is it called? What is the original editor program for Fallout 3 called? You know how, like, they release, like, the creation kit in for like Starfield, right? That kind of thing. Well, the original PlayStation 3 had a strangely familiar in-lore name. What do you think it was called?
Say the PlayStation 3.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Fallout 3, not the PlayStation 3. Fallout 3 had a...
I feel like it has something to do with Garden of Eden, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. Some people are thinking Garden of Eden...
Creation kit.
All right. Does anybody else have any thoughts on this one? Any other guesses? I've seen a lot of like. All right. Who put GEC, Garden of Eden Creation Kit? You are correct. It was called the GEC, based off of the GEC in the games. Yep. And I'm guessing it was shortened to Creation Kit, which I stated, but I didn't tell you the whole thing. For later on stuff. Also, the creation engine. I have to wonder if that was connected in some way. I'm not sure. All right. That's 15 questions. This is the final question of our quiz, and it has multiple parts. You're going to want to write, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 answers here. And each of these answers is worth 3 points. So you could totally catch up with this. And if you're within 10%, I will give you it. You will get the points. So we're going to start with Fallout 1. Then we're going to go to Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, and Fallout 76. We're going to go through all of those.
What about Fallout Brotherhood of Steel?
No Fallout Brotherhood of Steel. It is not included in the canon. Strangely enough, Tactics has been included in the canon as of like recent Bethesda posts online and things. Fallout Shelter isn't on this list either. Although if it was, it would probably have the biggest number as his answer. So the question is, how many copies as of March 2023? This is a year ago. Also, this is chosen specifically because it's before the TV show came out, which totally changes the answers to this. But before the Fallout TV show came out, as of March 2023, how many copies of each game had been sold? So you have to go down the list. How many copies of Fallout were sold by that date? How many copies of Fallout 2 were sold? How many copies of Fallout Tactics were sold? How many copies of Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, and Fallout 76? And if you're within 10 points of, or 10% of the answer, you still get credit for it. Make sense? So if you were to guess 9 million, but the answer is 10 million, you still get it right. So you got to go through each of those. How many copies of Fallout, Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, and Fallout 76? Chat, do you have any guesses on these? I'd love to see some guesses in the chat. I was kind of surprised by some of these. Some of them I thought would be smaller, and they weren't. And some of them I thought would be bigger, and they weren't. Which I guess defines surprised. But it's not the total amount of all of them. It's the number for each. So how many copies specifically of Fallout 1, specifically of Fallout 2, specifically of Tactics? Not the total. And each of these, you get 3 points. I see everybody still working. Pumpkin, do you have any sage wisdom since you've kind of stepped out from playing the competition? Which one do you think has the highest number?
I'm legit just writing random numbers.
Which one do you think, Pumpkin, which one do you think has the highest number?
Oh, definitely Fallout New Vegas.
You think that one has the highest number? Which one do you think has the lowest number?
Probably Tactics.
Okay. Which one do you think has the second highest number?
Fallout 4, probably.
Interesting. All right. All right. Is everybody good? I'm seeing some people look like they're finished. Thumbs up if you're done.
I have zero confidence in my answer.
It's okay, because this is kind of one of those things that, like, unless you heard somebody state this during, like, one of the events, or you just happen to see a post about it on, like, social media or something, it's not like everyone's just going around looking up numbers of copies of games sold all the time, right? Like, this isn't something that you're going to come across pretty regularly. All right, it looks like most of you are ready. Thumbs up. Germinator, you're still working? Looks like Germ's still working. I'll give you just a few more seconds and lock it in. All right. And I think we're good. All right, let's go to Fallout 1. Who thinks they know the answer to this one? How many copies do you think Fallout 1 were sold? Anybody want to chime in?
750,000.
750,000, says Silas.
2 million.
2 million, says Dusty.
250,000.
250,000. Warpath in chat says 1 million.
500,000.
500,000. All right, here's the answer. 600,000. That sounds insane for a game from 1997. 600,000. So if you got somewhere between 540 and 660, then you get credit for that. So yeah, tricky. All right, how many do you think for Fallout 2? Do you think it was more or less than Fallout 1?
I think it was more.
You think it was, Nova thinks it was more?
700K?
700? I'm hearing 700. I see in chat 3 million.
I put 1.2 million.
1.2 million? All right. Well, for this one, everybody gets 3 points because I could not find an answer to this question.
Well, that's the cop-out.
It's not anywhere online. I searched, and I could not find a definitive number. I saw some speculation based on amounts shipped, but I could not find a definitive number. And the amounts shipped on, like, early versions of the game are much lower than, like, say, the 600. Like, if you went by amount shipped for Fallout 1 in the first few months, you would have been off by, like, a ton, right? Like, 100%. Six times that number. So
wait, is it talking about physical copies? What about the
copies,
Steam version?
Copies sold includes digital copies sold.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fallout Tactics. Do you think that's more or less than Fallout 1?
Less.
All right. How much less do you think?
I want to say 75K.
300? Who had 75K? 300K. That's quite a span.
75K.
All right. Wasteland says 500. 75. Who said 500?
I went with 120.
All right, Germany said 120.
I said 70.
70 from Nova?
70,000, yeah.
70,000. All right. Fallout Tactics, official number, 300,000. So about half as much as Fallout 1. So Willow, did you get it? Willow's celebrating.
Yeah, 300,000.
300,000.
Like on the dot.
On the dot. You got it. 3 points for you. Congratulations. All right. Fallout 3. How many copies do you think Fallout 3 sold? Actual sold copies.
Has to break the million mark.
So at least a million?
I see. I'm at 4 million.
Yeah, I see 4 million in chat.
2.5
million for Germany.
Actually, I misread that. 4.5.
3.5. 4.5, 3.5.
Yeah, about 5.
I feel like I'm 10. Like auctioning things off here. all right, you ready for the answer? I think this one's going to floor you. Fallout 3 had 12.4 million copies sold.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm way under.
12.4. 10's close. 10's close.
I also
put 10 is within
10.
Not 10%.
It's not within 10%. It's close. It's real close, but not quite.
I was seeing 20%. Like, yeah, wait a second.
Nope, just 10%. All right. Fallout New Vegas. How many copies of Fallout New Vegas? Pumpkin said this one probably had the most. Silas, you say 70? 70 million? 7 million. You're saying 7 million.
Yeah. No, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think New Vegas is as popular.
Yeah, Wasteland. Oh, you think million. It's less as popular? Dusty says 12. Willow?
20.
20? 20? All right.
Who thinks
it sold more than Fallout 3? Okay.
I sure hope it did.
Who thinks it sold less than Fallout 3? Silas? Are you alone in this? Silas is alone saying it sold less. The answer is 1.6.
What?
It sold less. Which actually tracks. When I think back to the release of the game, reviewers were a lot harder on Fallout New Vegas than they were on 3 due to the bugs and things the struggle to play it basically when it came out. There was a lot of reviews that said it was rushed, and then the DLC came out real quick, and a lot of reviews said that those were rushed, and a lot of the perspective from the media was that it was a game with a lot of potential, but it just wasn't as good because it was more buggy. And I guess that got into people's minds, and maybe that changes those numbers. Willow?
I would have thought we would have had a lot more because it's regarded as quite a cult classic now in the franchise.
Yeah, but I think cult is the key to that. The fact that it's a cult classic. The people who did play it loved it, but less people ended up buying it and playing it.
It's a very loud minority of people who enjoy it.
Yeah, who enjoy it more, to the detriment of other. Let's be clear here. To the detriment of any other game in the series. And they're just like, Fallout sucks except for New Vegas, right? Like,
this is saying 11.6 million. Like, what the heck?
It's close. The numbers are very close. But yeah, 11.6. What? All right. Second to last one. Nova, did you have something else?
Wait, what'd you say? How many were sold?
11.6 million.
Oh, well, okay. As opposed to 1.6, I was like, absolutely not.
No. 11.6.
Okay.
Yeah, 11.6.
More sense now.
As opposed to 12.4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he said 1.6.
I mean, 11.6 million copies is still a ton of copies. Like, that's still a lot.
I'm pretty sure you said 1.6, honestly.
Yeah.
It was 11.6. Maybe I messed up my words. It was 11.6.
That's why I was aghast. I was like, there's no way only 1.6 million were sold.
All right. Fallout 4. How many copies did Fallout 4 sell?
25 million.
We got a 25. Who else thinks they have a
20 million?
20.
20.
18.
18.
15.
So you guys are all higher than the previous two games. Anybody go with a lower number for 4? No? No lower numbers. All right. Here's the answer. One of you hit it right on the nose. 25 million.
Yeah.
25 million. And remember, this was over a year ago. So these stats have absolutely changed with the Fallout TV show coming out and them selling tons of copies of these games. I'm not even sure what those final numbers are yet. All right. So 25 million. So if you got between, what was that, like 22.5 to 27.5, then you got 3 points for that one because of the 10% rule. All right. And then our final one, this is as of March 2023. Remember that Fallout 76, the most recent game, but it had already been out for like 4 years by that point. So Fallout 76, how many copies as of last year in March were sold?
15.
15 million, 10 million,
10
million,
10. I'm seeing 10. I'm seeing 6.
I went real
six.
Low. I said 2.
Wasteland says 2.
6.
6 from Pumpkin. All right. And
six
then
mil, not just 6.
Just 6 copies of the game. Everyone else bootlegged it. And somehow they're still playing online. I see 5 million in chat. All right. I think you'll be very very surprised by the answer that I found as of this date. 1.4. That one I'm saying correctly. It's not 11.4. 1.4, which is a little odd to me, but those are sold copies, so that wouldn't include people who played on trials when it was like free to try on the Bethesda launcher or Steam. I don't think it was out on Game Pass yet, but it wouldn't have included Game Pass players if that was a thing. So that's the number I found for that one, 1.4 million as of March.
Close, but not close enough.
Yeah, that seems really low, but maybe that's official. All right.
I feel like also within the last year, there's been a wave of people re-reviewing it. So I feel like that's probably ramped it up some since then.
Yeah, even
after 6 years, you would hope they would have gotten a lot of the bugs under control.
Yeah, even with the before the Fallout TV show, you're right. There were people who were like starting to come around. And then once the TV show dropped, people were jumping into the game, going, all right, I'll give it a try. And they were like, holy crap, this is actually really great. All right, so that does it. That's our final question. If you got any of those within 10%, those are 3 points each. Go ahead and add up the rest of your score for the rest of the questions. And we're going to see who won. We're going to find out who won. Chat, who do you think won? Do you have a... We should have had people rooting for different people in the Patreon.
No, it definitely me.
Pumpkin definitely won. He only did 4 questions. All right. You guys have your numbers?
You've gotten all 7 of those right and probably swung pretty well for it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. All right, let's go back through. Willow, how many points did you end up with?
I counted 19.
19 points. Germinator?
22, but let me double check that.
22. All right, double checking. 22. Dusty?
24.
24. Wow. Void? Void, I don't know. I think Void's not playing. Joe?
At 17.
17, all right. Wasteland?
Still bringing up the rear with 11.
11, okay. Nova?
19.
19? Silas?
19.
19, and then Pumpkin had to drop out because he had connection issues.
I could tell you what I got with all the ones that I just kind of did.
Okay, what do you think? What did you kind of come up to?
I got 9.
9! Nice, congratulations. So, Dusty, does that mean you win? What was your score again? 24?
24.
Congratulations, Germinator. Yours is officially 22. That's where you were at. All right. So I think Germinator came second. But Dusty, you got first place. Congratulations. And some of you guys were pretty close. The numbers are actually pretty close. Congratulations. You want to give like an award speech or something? I don't really have anything to give you. But.
I'd like to thank the Academy, my family.
I'd like to thank Robots Radio.
So did any of these stand out to you guys as being like totally unexpected or just like mind-blowing? Anything in particular?
Yeah, some of the total sold numbers was kind of mind-blowing. Yeah,
it's also...
Yeah, 4 being 25 mil is insane.
Yeah, but even that is like a fraction of Skyrim. Like when you look at it's kind of amazing that Bethesda has not released another Elder Scrolls game with how well Skyrim did, and yet they've continued to put out more Fallout and have worked on other stuff.
Aren't they working on that at the moment?
They are.
I didn't know Oblivion was that old.
Yeah, Oblivion was 2006. Yeah. Yeah,
I thought the same sex thing was kind of interesting because I was thinking about this the other day. I was playing New Vegas and I was talking with Major Knight at Outpost Mojave Outpost, and he was saying how like Legion is more tolerant than NCR, which I thought was interesting, and that kind of just was like, wait, is he like the Roman Empire was fairly liberal on that, so it made me think about the series. So it's funny that question came up.
Yeah, classical European cultures were much more liberal when it came to sexuality than we are today. It has to do with I could talk for a whole other podcast on why that's the case. It had mostly Christianity and the way that Europeans and Catholics viewed Christian morality.
It makes sense. Kaiser only wants young guys around. It's just an interesting. it's interesting. You know, like Lucius. Lucius has to go pretty soon under Kaiser's orders.
Right. It's also interesting that was Fallout 2. That was 1998, and yet there's another loud minority on the internet who are all about how like Bethesda made Fallout woke and all of this stuff. That was freaking Fallout 2 with a gay marriage. Like, it's similar to the people who complain that, like, when I do episodes about, like, the politics of Fallout, that, like, I'm getting political. And it's like, have you played a Fallout game? Like, these topics show up in these games, and they have from the very beginning. So, you know, that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, I thought there would be more out there. You know, there was all kind of fantasy games going on, you know, coming out back in the early 90s, late 90s.
Yeah, yeah, lots of them. So, Willow's got a hand up. Willow, you want to chime in?
I know this is a Fallout podcast, but like when people are kicking off about Starfield having pronouns,
right?
And it's like it's a role playing game. The point of it is to role play,
right? Right.
So like, I feel like it makes quite a lot of sense about like the fact you can romance like same sex stuff in Fallout as well,
right? Because you want a role playing game. If you want to role play a character, you want to be able to role play whatever character you want. Why put guardrails on that? Like, you can role play as a cannibal. Why not role play as somebody who has a same sex partner? In chat, they're asking, was it a feature or was it a bug? It was a feature. There were two characters that were married and they were NPCs, and you would go talk to them. So yeah, very much so. Well, thank you everybody for joining me. I don't know if Wasteland, is their hand raised? Is that what that is? I'm seeing it on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, did you want to chime in one more thing before we wrap up?
Yeah. You guys were talking about Kaiser's Legion and how same-sex marriage are more liberal, and it also had to do with like their heir to the throne type thing. Because if they weren't reproducing children, they couldn't have like their next son or whatever take over the throne.
Right. Yeah. Interesting stuff. Well, we'll talk about some of this other stuff on a future patron episode. So other patron episode ideas. But thank you everybody for joining me. Time to wrap up. Thank you, chat, for being here. Let's go back through the list as I can see everybody on my screen. Feel free to share something, shout it out into the world, something you're working on, something you want people to know about what you do or should check out. And otherwise, thanks for being here. We'll start with Willow. Willow, you got anything you want to share?
You can find me on the Discord at Bread Couch for Breading. You'll have to ping me because I don't have notifications on, and that's the only thing really. I'm going to be doing music in the future, so I'll be posting in the Discord about that.
Awesome. Yeah, good luck with that. Germinator, thanks for being here. Hope your leg's feeling better. Is it improving?
Yeah, it's slowly getting there. Still not allowed to work as usual.
Yeah.
Still getting paid, so I'm not complaining.
Hey, that's not a bad gig. I mean, I wouldn't wish a leg wound like that on anyone, but still getting paid. That's great.
Let's just say I've gotten a lot of Fallout time in.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Anything you want to share?
Nothing apart from the usual. You can obviously find me on Discord under the same name, Twitch, Steam, just about everywhere.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for being here. Dusty, anything you want to share?
Not much. I ain't working on nothing, but like I'll be on Discord from time to time and just playing on Fallout.
Awesome. Yeah, and congratulations on your win.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's go to Void. Void.
Hello, I am sorry about my antics. I was in a store with my buddy.
No
Gen
problem.
Gen Con is in Indianapolis, so everything is packed when it comes to board games. So I'm on the Discord, V01D696. My DMs are open if you ever need to vent. And I am on TikTok at the Avalanche Welder. I just got a new truck. And
nice.
So I should be doing a bunch of stuff to this one. Bought it from my dad. It's a great truck. It's got a Corsa exhaust, if you know what that is, which is great. But anyway, see you later.
Awesome. Congrats on the new truck. All right, Joe, you have anything you want to share with the world?
Maybe next time, since this is my first time, but I'm just happy to be here. Y'all are really fun, so thanks for having me on. Looking forward to next month.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for joining the group. And then Wasteland Ronin.
Yeah, I'm working on building a PC, so might be a podcast coming up soon for Metal Gear Solid. Working on that with someone else in the Discord.
Oh, cool. Nice. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, play a Fallout 76 and still working on my New Vegas and not dying.
We were talking in the pre-show about some of your New Vegas experiences. So, yeah, I'm sure there are people out there who can give you tips if you're looking for some. But thanks for joining us. All right, let's move on to Nova. Nova, you got stuff. I know you got stuff going on, right?
I do have stuff, but I haven't done that stuff in a while because I've been very busy with other stuff. So I have a YouTube channel, which I haven't uploaded to in a little bit, but eventually I will get back into it. That is just Super, capital S-U-P-E-R, capital N, zero, capital V, capital A. Look for the Golden Retriever icon. I mostly do Fallout stuff like that. And I also have a TikTok, which is Supernova Gaming.
Yeah. Awesome. You got any new videos? I know usually you're working on something.
I'm working on a video. Well, there's a laundry list of stuff, but right now a video on Voltex specific, like all their antics and what kind of company it was, and also a series of short YouTube shorts that is just about the resource wars.
Cool.
That will lead into the actual games eventually.
Awesome. Yeah, very moral company. Great people to work for.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, they're fantastic. Give it 10 out of 100.
10 out of 100. All right. Yeah, go check out Nova stuff. And then Silas, thanks for joining us. Anything you want to share?
Not much. Just finished some ceramics projects, and they were just a wedding gift for my brother. So I'm excited to finally have him see that. He's getting back from honeymoon later this week, so I'm excited to hear what he thinks about it. But other than that, not much.
Nice. Well, congratulations to your brother on the wedding. That's great. Awesome. And then Pumpkin King, wrapping it up. Sorry, you couldn't get to play the whole game.
It's no one's fault. I think it's my laptop having a slight overheating problem.
Ooh, yeah.
But you could always find me on the Discord at the Pumpkin King. I'll be of course in the Just Hanging Out chat after this. So I'll be in there, as we call it, the Fallout Lorecast after party.
Right.
You can also find me on my Twitter at the Pumpkin King, the E being a 3 and the I's being 1s. I know I keep saying I'm going to be posting cosplay, and I haven't been, but I do plan on it. Things have just been really rough, but it's planned. It's there. I just need to do it.
Well, good luck. Good luck with all that. Also, if your laptop's having heating problems, get one of those little compressed air blower things, and find the air vents in the laptop and just blow them out. It might just have dust in it.
I'm also planning on getting a little fan to put one of those laptop fans.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone's holding up their compressed air that they keep near their PCs or whatever.
Make sure you shut off your PC before you blow it out.
Yeah. Turn it off. Blow all the dust out, and then it might run noticeably cooler after that, and then that might just solve it for you. So, all right. Well, thank you everybody for joining me, chat. Thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed playing the game along with all of us, and I'll be back next week with another regular episode. Also, lots of videos now on the Fallout Lorecast YouTube channel. A lot of the old episodes have been turning into videos with some really cool visuals and things like that. So if you want to go check those out, go check them out. They're getting lots of views. That channel is blowing up. So following me on there, subscribing on YouTube, all of that stuff would be helpful as well. All right, everybody. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you next week. Bye, everyone. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.